Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time now for business headlines locally. It's the Richmond Market Minute with our good buddy Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors. Mike, good morning.
Gary, good morning. Always good to hear you in the big chair.
Thank you very much. So things were started slow yesterday, but came on strong in the afternoon, huh?
Boy, it really did. The Dow up over 2.25% in the S&P and NASDAQ. Not quite that strong, but they were up over 1% here. This is where we remind folks, we talked about a lot last year, the Dow is a price-weighted index. And if yesterday, without as much fanfare as I think we might have thought a year or so ago, Boeing's 737 MAX, you remember that story that's gotten lost and a few others, had a test flight that presumably went well. So Boeing had a very strong up day. And because Boeing is on an absolute basis a fairly highly priced stock, it skews the down numbers just a little bit. But even 1.5% and 1.25% for the S&P and NASDAQ are pretty solid numbers. So, yeah, another very good rally on Wall Street yesterday.
Now, what are the futures telling you in terms of what it might look like today?
It's right now we're looking at flattish to slightly down number. It looks like Dow might be down about 30-ish points. If we were to open now, Gary, and we're going to have some more news coming out today, so we could have that slow opening, much like we had yesterday. But there will be some data points or some conversations that could influence that. What started the rally a little bit yesterday was pending home sales. They were announced at 10 o'clock, much stronger than any analysts had anticipated. As a matter of fact, I've never seen as big a jump in pending home sales in my career. Now it's up 44%. That's sort of to be expected when you figure out where we were in March and April when there was not much going on. So the May numbers literally exploded up almost 50% in those. Today we're going to get the Case-Shiller Price Home Index numbers. I don't know that will have much of an impact now, although I think it'll be a positive number, Gary. But we're going to get consumer confidence figures out. They'll be out at 10 o'clock today. Don't expect the current numbers to be very good. I want to see what the expectations are. And then a little bit later this morning, starting in the mid-morning, we're going to get some testimony from both Chairman Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve, and Steve Mnuchin, the Secretary of the Treasury. And those guys have sort of been the face of the monetary and fiscal policy that we're experiencing right now. They'll be in front of the House committee today. So depending on how those interviews, you could see some more volatility in either direction come back into the market. So it's going to be a short week, but could be a very interesting one from data points today, Gary.
Do you have any kind of indication as to what those guys might say today?
Well, they have been very consistent, and that is Chairman Powell is going to continue to remind us that it's going to be a back and forth. He has several times said, we're not going to be hitting on all cylinders and the federal until everybody gets confident. We don't know what will bring that confidence, some sort of virus or remediation, and slowly but surely getting the economy back open. I expect he'll stay the same and that they expect to keep interest rates low for long. And Steve Mnuchin, who I think has done a bang-up job, is going to remind people that the Fed or that the Treasury is going to be there with whatever it takes. That tends to be his word right now. So they all anticipate they want to do this safely. There's going to be a lot of fits and starts in getting this economy open, but they're both going to be there with every tool they have to get us through those fits and starts and get us to the other side. Unfortunately, markets have taken that to heart, and so I don't have any reason to believe it will be any different today.
Well, Mike, one last question before I let you go. So today is the last day of the quarter.
Yep.
Does that play into what you're going to see today at all?
Well, yes and no. You'll see a little bit of rebalancing in some portfolios, particularly around indices, but most of that happened last Friday here. But what this will do, we're sort of in a blackout period right now of news as they are adjusting expectations for earnings companies. So if we get to this quarter, companies now begin preparing their earnings releases. If they were going to make any adjustments to their guidance prior to those releases, they would have done it already. So now we're going to have a couple weeks of where you're not going to get a lot of news out of corporate America. And then earnings are going to begin coming in over the gunnel. And I think that's going to be probably the most important earnings season I've ever experienced in my 38 years or so of doing this, because we know the numbers are going to be really bad behind us. What we don't know is if there's going to be any confidence to give us any guidance going forward. So it's going to be a fascinating time, but I think people really need to be prepared for a lot of volatility when we get into that second week of July. So you haven't, if you haven't looked at your portfolio to make sure you're going to be prepared for that, probably be a good time to do it before we go into the long weekend.
Okay, my man. Always good talking to you. Take care.
Hey, absolutely. You guys stay well out there.
Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
Oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!